This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Wednesday, the 4th of September, the first week of the new month, and some people consider it sort of a rebirth of the year, whatever. However, you are cycling through it with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all here to help you work your magic on yourself. Protect yourself. Listen, learn. Participate if you want. Listen, participate in life. That's what we're doing here. It's all about life. And people's lives down in the southeast are being affected by this hurricane, Jennifer. I saw something interesting about Disney's cruise ship leaving 97 employees on their private island in the Bahamas during the hurricane.
But Mickey was there. Disney. He's fine.
Everybody's fine. Yeah. Didn't get blown away. There are lots of consequences to the hurricane, not only in the Bahamas, but now it's bumping off the coast of Florida. And so what do we have?
Movement-wise, Hurricane Dorian is moving north. It's staying about 100 miles off of Florida's east coast. And it could reach the coast of North and South Carolina later in the week. 7 people were killed. That death toll went up a few overnight. 7 people were killed when Dorian hit the Bahamas. Dozens are still being rescued from the floodwaters. That's the real story here, is that this is a powerful hurricane, but because it's so slow moving and so big, it's dumping tons of water, and the storm surge is 10 to 15 feet over usual. So the entire pieces of Grand Bahama are underwater, including the airport. There are rescues underway right now in the Bahamas. That's continuing on. You can also start to donate. These funds have been popping up overnight that you can do some GoFundMes. There's the Red Cross that's in there that are helping the people in the Bahamas who... They're in there right now, so, you know, just throwing it out there.
You got more?
Just an update. Georgia's governor expanded their state of emergency. 21 counties in Georgia are now under emergency order. The airport in Charleston, South Carolina, will shut down this afternoon. So if you're flying to the East Coast this week, make sure you check all your flight plans to make sure that they're still in effect. Orlando's airport was closed, so just make sure you're giving yourself extra time. Florida's still got mandatory evacuations.
And wouldn't have common sense enough to check ahead of time?
Lots of people. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Most people, I think, because we live in a bubble sometimes, we live in our own little bubbles of what's going on with us. Mm. For instance, if I'm in Los Angeles, the weather looks fine to me. I'm not thinking about a hurricane unless I'm glued to the news and glued to radio and listening and looking at the newspaper. If I'm just wandering around, I'm going to LAX and then wondering why my flight to Charleston is canceled.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, speaking of that, do you think people, using that same thought process, this is for all of us to think about, are we, because we do a talk radio program, it is not a political show by any stretch of the imagination, but we do talk about some of the things that are pertinent to the future of our country, like the elections and all the things that are being presented, the polls, the stories about how we dread the election, who's in charge, who's ahead, the lineup and the squabbling among the Democrats as to transparency, the people who aren't included in the... Isn't the debate tomorrow night? When is the debate?
Next week.
It's not till next week.
Right.
Okay. So is that why there's not much focus, because there's not much going on with these candidates? Are they not making any noise? I haven't heard anything about anybody since last week.
No, they've been out there. I think the ones that have gotten the most attention are Beto and Biden. Beto has been all over the gun thing. He was saying that this is blanked up. He's selling T-shirts that says this is blanked up. Biden's been having some gaffes, and so he's been, people are paying attention to him. And a lot of people are talking about the rise of Elizabeth Warren, too.
Mm-hmm. can we go back for a minute? The focus on the weather... that we all have. And now, once in a while, we talk about the coastal, the 50-year forward movement. Will Victoria still live on the beach, or will she be living in an underwater condo there where she lives on the beach? So a lot of people have been raising their eyebrows because the Obamas bought a $15 million home on Nantucket, and it looks like quite a nice spread. Very, you know, he got a check for $68 million for the books, and he's doing a lot on the lecture circuit, so he's comfortable. The presidents get that way after they've been in office. Almost makes the 8 years worth the aggravation. But anyway, talking about the climate change and weather and stuff, apparently his home that he bought by 2050 will be underwater. That's an interesting reality. How... Maybe not looking that far ahead. Well, will it be or won't it be? You know, there are a lot of people, who are all worked up about climate change, say this is going to happen, that's going to. You don't really know. You can project, but many things that happen in history or that we're projected to have happened don't happen at all. And sometimes things happen faster than they are predicted to have happened. In this case, I think there's a wild card. It's like the hurricane. The hurricane could go in one of three directions, and you don't know until it actually heads in that direction. So all the speculation, I don't think it's a bad idea that people get themselves worked up about climate change, but I would rather have the effort, frankly, used on what we're doing to ourselves. We were talking about how many more people are dying of cancer because of exposure in the atmosphere to gases and particulates and things that we're eating and that kind of stuff. I think that's more of an immediate problem and something that we can focus on and kind of identify with more than the mania. Again, I'm not saying that it's not going to happen, but I think the practical side of what you're going to worry about is more well-suited, your attention is more well-suited to what you're eating, what you're drinking, and what you're breathing at the moment than what maybe will happen in 50 years or 100 years or whatever. Am I on solid ground here, ladies?
They're so connected, though, because if you, you know, if you eat, if you think you're eating healthy food and then, you know, and you look at your food waste after one meal, that goes and sits in a landfill. So you can eat a healthy organic meal, but if the food scraps sit in a landfill, that's the number one cause of CO2 emissions. That creates more carbon than anything else. So it's, you have to look at both sides. You can't just isolate it and say, well, I'm only going to eat healthy food and not think about, well, I'm not going to compost that food, the food waste. So that's okay if it sits on a landfill, because eventually that's going to come back at you anyway. It's a double-sided coin. It's just, I think people try to make it similar or simpler, and people try to isolate these incidents, and you just can't. They're so interconnected.
Yeah. Well, it's an individual thing. I understand your point of view, and you're passionate about it, and you're a good spokesperson for it, and I think that's what carries the day often. I just think that there's just so many things that we're confronted with that we worry about, that just the things of today seem to have more
impact.
But
what I'm saying is, though, like on a very simple scale, if you don't pay attention to what you're contributing into a landfill, that raises the temperature of the oceans, icebergs melt, and then your home gets flooded. It's completely sick.
That's why many
connected.
Of us,
and I think people don't get that.
People who are in agriculture, the country is so separated from its agricultural roots. One of the things I'm trying to do is bring people to my farm so they can see what the connection is for the things that you're just talking about. I'm about to start. I haven't always had a composting pile, and I'm now about to start another one, a little more formal, a little more commercial, because I want to eventually put food scraps into this composting pile, because I think that's a much better way of addressing what you were just talking about.
Absolutely.
Than throwing the stuff into a landfill. It's crazy.
That is the number one thing that
grind
people
can do.
Grind it up and
use it for fertilizer. And
it's
whatever.
Easy to do. It's so easy. And people just don't, people don't think about it.
It's so easy to do the stuff. And that's why it's so easy. So easy. No? Okay.
I feel like now would be a good time to remind people there's a 7-hour town hall on CNN tonight.
There is?
About climate change, 7 hours. Yeah.
Really?
And if anybody makes it all the way through, I'd like the Cliff Notes version. That's pretty good.
Is that right after the report that Jeffrey Epstein is still dead, even though only a third of Americans believe that he committed suicide?
Really?
Only a third.
That is true.
A third. Wow.
A third of Americans. Yeah. Huh. Pretty crazy. 16 past the hour on the DJV program. A way for you to lose weight. Now let's focus. Those of you who eat too much, maybe you're wasting your food. Hey, how about this for a concept? Don't cook so much. Don't prepare so much. Don't order so much. Isn't that always, we go into the restaurant, speaking of, this is one of my pet peeves, Victoria, talking about wasting things mm-hmm. like food. When you go into a restaurant, you go into places that say, we'll give you heaping portions. What is the California pizza? No, it's the other one. What's the other big restaurant in California that serves way too much food?
They all do.
I feel
Plane
like
Jumper?
All of them do, right?
Yeah.
Plane
well,
Jumper's
anyway.
Huge portions.
Yeah, way too much food. So if you're eating too much, you're gaining too much weight, you're not happy with yourselves, may I suggest that you get onto a weight loss program that we've been touting here for a couple of years. The product is called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is not about crash dieting. It's not about taking any drugs. It's not about stimulants. Well, Doug, then what is it about? It's about an all-natural combination of substances, but mostly it's collagen, which your body has made in large measure when you were younger, but it stopped. And so what this does is restart. Calitren is healthy and the best weight loss product because it stimulates collagen protein, which is what promotes healthy lean muscle and weight loss. It's not like any other product that's on the market at all. Don't have to take it a number of times. Every night before you go to bed, you take four of the capsules, and it goes to work and will work. But you got to give it about 5 or 6 months. And that's why the folks at Calitren, at Calitren.com, want you to take advantage of the Labor Day special. For the rest of the week, you can buy 3 bottles of Calitren and get 3 free. So you have for the price of 3 bottles, you got the 6-month program. So you can jump start your weight loss program and stay with it so you'll have success. You want to lose the weight and keep it off, and the healthiest way to do that is with Calitren. Go to Calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren.com. Use the DJV code and get the Labor Day special. Buy 3 and get 3 free. That's Calitren at Calitren.com. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast, free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a 6-month trial at amazon.com/Prime Student.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ladies,
I would say early 20s.
Early
23,
maybe,
yeah.
23.
Okay.
And how did she come into prominence? What made her famous? Who discovered her?
I don't know how anyone gets discovered anymore. I have no idea. I saw her, the first time I was aware of her, she had one or two songs out that I knew, and then she opened for Coldplay. And when we saw them like 3 years ago, and she handled herself to basically a three-quarters full stadium. She really, just by herself on the stage, was so impressive. And didn't, you know, can imagine how daunting that must be. And everyone's really there to see Coldplay, but she held her own and she did really well. So I've kind of been, she's on my radar since then.
Okay. So I guess I'm asking because we were talking about Justin Bieber and what he went through. He was found on YouTube, I think you said.
Yeah, I guess she also started a YouTube channel when she was 13,
okay.
And then she was signed in 2014, so she would have only been like 18 or something when she was signed. But I don't know, she has a really strong voice, and she's just always,
she always
seems to be very mature and just put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So not everyone falls, you know, to what Justin Bieber.
No, I understand.
Yeah, but I really like this song. It's very calming. It's called October. It seems like a good fall song.
From her forthcoming EP this summer, Alicia Cara wrote on Instagram, quote, "I wrote this song about a very recent period of time in which I felt more aligned than I ever have, playing shows in beautiful cities with my road family and happy crying with my best friend a lot. It's all there. It's for the friends I've kept and the ones I've found. The places we've been, the nostalgia we accidentally set ourselves up for, and the months I'll always think about. I hope this one takes you somewhere. It's so special." Alicia Cara previously unveiled several songs from this CD this summer, out today or tomorrow, I think, isn't it? By Friday?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Rooting for You, another one of them, and a song called Ready. She's opening for Shawn Mendes now. We were talking about who she opened for, you said Coldplay last year, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So she's rapping in a couple of days in Toronto, and then she'll be headlining her own tour beginning October 21st here in Boston. So that's the Alicia Cara story. She has just strong sort of positive sound in her voice. This one you're going to have to help me with, ladies. 26 and change after on the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. It's a song called Circles. This is Post Malone. He's got an album coming out called Hollywood's Bleeding. Comes out this Friday. Third album of this fellow, featuring Future, Halsey, Meek Mill. I don't know any of this. I do know Ozzy Osbourne. What's the connection between Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne?
I don't know, but it'll be interesting when we get to hear
it. So what is this story? What's this person? I don't know anything about this person.
He's from Austin, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's kind of got like a mix of a lot of different genres. You may remember this, Doug. Do you remember when they did the NBC special for Elvis, the 69 special?
Yep, sure
and Blake
do.
Blake Shelton hosted it.
Yes.
This is the guy who has like all the tattoos. He wore the crazy looking Elvis powder blue suit, and he has the tattoos on his face. But
yeah, he's
really, really good.
He's a little, just a little kid. He was, but I remember that blue suit, definitely. And his hair.
He was really a standout on that whole. He played guitar with Keith Urban. He did maybe three songs. He was really good. And so a lot of people, like my parents watched it, and my mom called me. She's like, I like this Post Malone person. I was like, all right, Fancy Nancy.
Thank you, Fancy Nancy.
Yeah, but he's actually really talented, so he transcends genres.
You know what I like is that you have such a great relationship with your mother. Very nice. Very cool. 28 past the hour on the If We're Nothing, We're Cool DJB show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where the chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the government has formally withdrawn a very controversial extradition bill that had sparked months of violent protests in that city.
The government will formally withdraw the bill in order to fully allay public concerns. The Secretary for Security will move a motion according to the rules of procedure when the Legislative Council resumes.
It's a major victory for pro-democracy protesters there. Red Cross and UN relief officials rushing to the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian demolished its northern islands. The Prime Minister says the death toll of 7 is expected to rise. Dorian's now a Category 2 storm, impacting the east coast of Florida. It's expected to move up to Georgia and the Carolinas over the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
About 34 after the hour, keeping you apprised of what's going on, posting this story using our minds and the best material around. I guess that's a substantive, a subjective judgment, but we think it is. And so, therefore, that's what you get in your ear. Some of the things are the Brexit thing. Victoria's here, Kara's here, Doug's here. The Brexit thing continuing to unfold or unwind. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little of both, Victoria, yeah?
Yeah. So the latest update is Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, has, after 21 of his Conservative Party members voted against him last night, he fired them all, which actually, I don't know, I don't know if he just overreacted, but it actually cost him the majority. So he... basically in charge of the agenda for Parliament. He lost that last night. And so the big debate that's going on now, it's the Liberal Democrat Party now is technically has the majority. So they're trying, the whole thing is just, they're going back and forth because what they're trying to do, and here's the weirdest part, Winston Churchill's grandson was a member of the Conservative Party with Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson considers Winston Churchill to be his absolute idol. Well, he lost his grandson, and so now his grandson is kind of floating out in the ether looking for a new party because he is no longer in the Conservative Party. He defected. And so it's the whole thing is chaos. It's all of a bit of a mess. Now, Boris Johnson this morning in Parliament addressed everyone, and essentially what he said is the only thing, this is his quote, he said, the only thing that stands in our way of Brexit is the surrender bill. Now, the surrender bill, if it's passed, all it wants to do, it still will Brexit, but they want to make sure that the bill that gets passed will make sure that there is, they won't have, that they won't Brexit unless they have a deal in place. Now, that deal includes what are they going to do with the Irish border, how things are going to get done with their own borders with the EU. So the bulk of the majority of the people in Parliament want to have a deal in place before they actually leave the Union. And that makes sense. Now, Boris Johnson says, in light of what happened last night, if this bill gets passed, which prevents a no-deal Brexit, he said then he's going to open it back up on the 15th of October to another general election to, quote, allow the people of this country to have their view.
The only way he's going to save his butt, that's it.
And you know what? And if the people of England or of the United Kingdom, if they vote against Brexit, we could literally be back to the drawing board. And who knows at that point what the EU is going to say? Because they're kind of tired of, they've had Theresa May going back and forth with them, and now they've got Boris Johnson.
But they created, it's really, the British didn't create this. The liberal, the status or stance of Germany and France, especially, and south of there, the things that the Turks got away with, the Greeks, with all these people from Syria, and to a lesser extent Jordan, most of them are Syrians, that are coming up by the tens of thousands, escaping the war, which we created, the Europeans created it, the Americans created it, and the, you know, it's all about the area of dominant influence, the Russians on one side, the Chinese meddling around, and, you know, so these people with the mess around Assad, we've, instead of fixing the problem there, lack of leadership, how many times have you heard me say, we have no strong leadership anywhere in the world, this thing is continuing to languish, and because there's no strong leadership, nobody's saying, okay, this is how we're going to fix this problem, it's all been hacked up. By the Russians and the Chinese on one side, and the Americans and the Europeans on the other side. So we have nobody, or they have nobody to blame for the problem but themselves. But it's kind of late now, because the horse is out of the barn. So what do? You can't let England really go down. It's not good for the Europeans, not good for the British. No. It's a bad situation.
Yeah, it is. Really. And the Scottish National Party, they were not in favor of Brexit. And so they're now saying, their leader, Ian Blackford, said this morning to, because they're all meeting together, so this is probably, if you turn on the TV, I'm sure you'll see lots of coverage of this. But basically, the Scottish National Party stance is, they asked Boris Johnson flat out, are you a dictator or are you a Democrat? You're robbing the people of their power. And so I think Boris Johnson has no choice, but if this moves forward, if this bill gets passed, and it looks like it might be, then he has no choice really than to turn it back over
elections
to a national vote and see what people say.
I told you earlier, my daughter and her husband and
it'll be so
Miles.
Interesting to get Meghan's take on all this while she's there.
Yeah, well, she's just said that the airport was a mess this morning.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, there's protesting and there's chaos, and really is just
London. And then they're going out into the Midlands for a while, but just the traveling around the trains, even, it'd be very interesting. The British are very outspoken. Nobody hides from the points of view, the opinions of the Brits.
Yeah.
People in the news, Haley Smith, you may remember her from American Idol in 2012. Was killed in a motorcycle crash in Maine, and she apparently was the driver in the small town of Millinocket, Maine. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said that she failed to negotiate a sharp turn and crashed. Her father said his daughter was a skilled rider, speculates that a deer perhaps could have jumped into the road and caused her to suddenly swerve. She auditioned in call her out during season 11 when she impressed the judges with a sort of folk-tinged version of the Funky Rufus and Chaka Khan classic Tell Me Something Good. She made into the Hollywood round, but she ultimately was sent home. Steven Tyler, who is a judge on the show, was moved by her signing, by her singing. He said, "I love your voice so much. You're right out of my era, and I'm honored to be here listening to your voice." So that voice has been silenced. Haley Smith, dead at the age of 26. Here's the story of a former Navy SEAL named James Hatch, who is becoming a freshman this year, starting classes yesterday at Yale University. He says, "That's a bad going. You got to give it to a guy who's 52 years old and going back to school."
Yeah, and it's not easy to do that.
Yep, he's got a great career behind him. Decided he wanted to go to Yale, got in. He says this most nerve-wracking thing. He said preparing to go into combat wasn't as difficult as preparing to go to college as a freshman at the age of 52. Well, yeah, I can kind of get that. Don't you get that? I think that's something you can imagine, but good for him. Good luck to him. Speaking of good things, Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the news today said she's feeling very good, which is horrible English. I hope she means she's feeling well, undergoing more treatment for that pancreatic cancer. She says that she's been focusing on work to distract herself from any health challenges. But a lot of people have been asking what her status is. She's 86 now, is that right? 87, something?
I think 86,
yeah. And I think she's pulling to stay until the next election, anyway, politics being what it is. So she doesn't give Mitch McConnell a chance to do what the Republicans wouldn't let the Democrats do last time around. RBG! RBG! That's how she's greeted wherever she goes. Good for her. Yeah, she's okay in my book. I think she's all right. I love that movie. And we were talking about the lady who starred in it.
I haven't seen that yet.
And what was the lady's name that's
Felicity
now gone
Jones.
On?
Felicity Jones.
That's it, right. Yeah, she's climbing in that space. Now she's in that new space movie that's coming out. Speaking, I don't know, am I speaking about space? Yeah. You got space in your closet for some extra pillows? Time for you to buy while these supplies last, and this deal lasts, I think, till the end of the week. So if you got some space in your closet for some new My Pillows, you got all the beds taken care of. Well, these things, they last a long time, but they don't last forever. So why not take advantage of the special deal that we've procured? The DJV program has been responsible for selling a lot of My Pillows. We talk about it all the time, and every time I do, somebody goes online to MyPillow.com and buy some pillows. That's the whole idea, or something else. But right now, pillows are the focus because the special deal on the standard and queen platinum premium pillows that normally cost $69 are $23 right now. $23 for that, and that's about the same deal that you get for those body pillows as well. And look around for other special deals. You get up to 66% off using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So you know they're made in America. You know that they last a long time. You know that you can wash them and you can dry them, and that brings them back to life. All of those things I hope you know. My pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it after 2 months, you send it back, get your money back. That's the deal. It is a deal. So I believe My Pillow is the best pillow in the world. If everybody had one, you'd all get the best night's rest you possibly could, and the world would be a better place. So let's make the world a better place, shall we? MyPillow.com. Save up to 66% right now using the promo code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. And now, I wouldn't use anything else. Power swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There was a loud boom last night across central New York State. So if you're listening to this program, we have a couple of three stations in that area, including WSDE. You hear that boom? All right, calm down. You can rest easily. It was just a fiery rock from the far-flung reaches of outer space, according to the American Meteor Society. These people witnessed reports of things like this. So they heard the boom, and then there was a bright streak of light across the sky. Large fireball entering the Earth's atmosphere over Lake Ontario. That happens. We have these things in the, this space junk, not just from the stuff we put up there, but the planets that explode and blow up, and all of that stuff travels through galaxies, through the universe, and once in a while, one of them is big enough to make it through the atmosphere, break the sonic boom, that's what the boom is, and land on a pile of dirt someplace. One of the witnesses said, "It was so loud, my house shook. I felt it in my chest, and I had to stand still. I was in panic. I got ready to load my children up with our emergency bags because I thought the power plant 12 miles away blew up." So anyway, there's a lot of that. So imagine you. Jennifer said to me the other day, "Did I feel the earthquake?" Remember we were in a break? No, you weren't here, Victoria. We were in a break, Kara. And I was in one location in L.A. and she was another. She said to me, "Did you feel that?" I didn't feel anything. But she felt, we hear, there are stories all the time, especially in Southern California, where you get these little quakes that happen all the time. There are all kinds of seismic things happening because the plates are always moving. And that's the shelf there is more active than any place else, at least in our country. If you go to Asia, go to India, parts of Western China, these things happen all the time. And go ahead.
I was going to say, if it happened, it must have been a fairly small one because I didn't see anything about it anywhere. But my favorite part when she said it was, well, maybe it wasn't an earthquake. I guess it could have just been someone shaking my house. Obviously.
Yeah. Or crashing into the side of it, that neighborhood. Wow. Anyway, the basic scientific explanation of this, in space this thing is traveling at tens of thousands of miles an hour, and then it comes into the dense atmosphere of the Earth, creating the boom, and then the fireball is visible for a couple of seconds, and bingo, it's gone. A lot of times, if you see one of these, it's the southern lights. A lot of times people talk about the aurora borealis, different thing. But this thing only takes a couple of seconds, and bingo, it's over. So rest easily, those of you in central New York State. Everything is fine. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show,
love is all alone, no need to waste it.
It's one of those themes that makes you feel good. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. This is music from that. Now let's viewing a probe into Chucker's weird mind and find out what it is he wants us to know as we've referenced the Mary Tyler Moore television program on Movie Moments. All right, Chucker, what do you have?
This day in TV history, Doug, actually a week. I think it was September 3rd, 1977. The last episode of Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on CBS. Still to high ratings. They bowed out because they wanted to go out on a creative high point. Right. That was a great sitcom with a excellent cast. And one thing about Mary Tyler Moore on that show, she was as good as it gets in terms of bouncing off other talent, making people around her look just as good, if not better, than what she was. And that was a tremendously high-quality program.
Yes, it was. There were a lot of good shows in that era, and there's still some really good shows because good actors want to be on television because that seemingly is where a lot of the action is, and all the CGI and all the nonsense with some of the movies that are around. You've been talking a lot about the new Joker movie. Apparently it's getting rave reviews at the Venice Film Festival. That'll be no surprise to you.
I was glad to hear that. Actually, this year, I don't think I've been excited to see a movie as much as I am looking forward to see that film. You know, it is an R-rated movie, but I still think it's going to do. It's tracking like an $80 million opening weekend. I think you could blow past that number, but it got, as I talked about this with Jennifer when you were not on the air the other day, it got an 8-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, and much praise went to Joaquin Phoenix playing the character of the Joker. And what's interesting about that is Cesar Romero played him in the Batman TV series in the 60s. I thought did a really good job. Nicholson got much of praise and a major paycheck for Tim Burton's 89 Batman. And then Heath Ledger won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in The Dark Knight, directed by Chris Nolan. An awesome performance. And then Jared Leto played the character in Suicide Squad. I thought he was pretty, I didn't like that interpretation at all. Jared Leto's a good actor, but nobody's going to remember that Joker. But it appears this performance is getting just great reviews. And a lot of people saw the film say he'll be maybe not a shoo-in, but certainly nominated for Best Actor come Oscar time.
All right. So there's now discussion about actors who will play the Black Batman, as there have been discussions about the Black Superman or the Black James Bond. Why is this so much of a... Why is this kind of...
I haven't heard any... I haven't heard them. I've heard the stories about James Bond, Ezra Alba, right, who's the villain in Hobbs and Shaw.
Ezra Alba?
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm glad you corrected me on that. But I got to be honest with you. I like him. I don't think he's a great talent, though. I mean, maybe I'm in the minority.
I think he's a strong actor. I think he has he's a hard worker. He fits the bill. He can get a lot of different jobs because I think he knows how to act.
Well, he's very likable. I don't see him as James Bond, though.
No. Okay. Do you see him as Black Man? Black Man. As Batman? As Batman?
I haven't heard that story. Let me sleep on that one overnight and give you my opinion. I have not heard anything about that. In terms of, as far as I know, Robert Pattinson is going to be playing Batman in The Batman.
Pattinson?
He'll start shooting early. Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so what other
Warner
movie?
Brothers,
yeah, what else, yeah.
Warner Brothers, It 2, Doug, opens Thursday night. 80% positive reviews on RottenTomatoes.com. That should keep its tracking of $140 million opening weekend intact. The only caveat here is It 2 is 2 hours and 50 minutes long. It's a pretty long sit for a horror movie. But based on the source material, the Stephen King novel, I think fans of the first film, and there are plenty of them, myself included, will have no problem sitting through that running time. But this should be a good month, September, at the box office. It's usually could go either way, but you got the big screen version of Downton Abbey opening later this month. And
yes,
then there's a sci-fi movie, Ad Astra, with Brad Pitt also getting some really good reviews. So I think September at the movies looks pretty good.
All right. September at the movies. The tone is set, a better tone is set, if Downton Abbey does as well as we all hope it will do. We're all anticipating that kind of, it's going to be a cool experience. It's 59 after on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.